Today, let's talk about the seven sins of failure and why, if you're using them, you're heading to accomplish nothing. I'm Chris Fantastic Powell. Today, I want to tell you a story about Sarah, a woman entrapped by the seven sins of failure. These sins pull Sarah away from her dreams, making her goals seem unreachable. But her struggle reflects a battle many of us face against our own temptations. Why do we fail to achieve what we want? The answer lies in the cautionary tale. Sarah's failure warns us that if we don't overcome these sins, we too find ourselves lost, forever unable to grasp the success we crave. Once upon a time in Everydayville, there lived a character named Sarah. Sarah's life had once been filled with promise and potential, but her journey took a dark turn due to the seven sins of failure. Each sin gripped her life like a vice, slowly unraveling her dreams and aspirations. Sin 1, not writing your goals down. Sarah had great dreams floating in her mind, but she never took the time to write them down. As the day passed, these ambitions remained just thoughts, easily forgotten because of the everyday chaos of your daily life. Without a clear vision and tangible reminders, her goals would slip through her fingers, leaving her with no direction and unfulfilled. Sin 2, having unclear motives. Sarah lacked clarity about her true motivations. She pursued goals that others deemed successful or prestigious, but she couldn't decipher her own desires. Her life became a maze of hollow achievements as she strived for what she thought she wanted rather than what truly mattered to her. Sin 3, setting unrealistic goals. Sarah set impossible high standards for herself, constantly reaching for the unattainable. She chased perfection at the expense of her well-being, convinced that only grand achievements could validate her existence. But with each failure to meet her lofty expectations, her self-esteem crumbled and despair settled in. Sin 4, not having a plan. Sarah floated through her life without a solid plan or strategy. She half-heartedly went from goal to another, hoping for success without putting in the necessary groundwork. With no roadmap, she stumbled blindly, unable to navigate the twists and turns that life presented. Her potential remained untapped, lost in the sea of aimless wanderings. Sin 5, not taking action. Sarah was frozen in fear of failure. She remained stagnant, drowning in a sea of indecision and missed opportunities. The world moved forward while she remained rooted in a cycle of not taking action, watching her dreams slip away each passing day. Sin 6, losing focus. Sarah's attention scattered like leaves in the wind. Distractions pulled her away from her goals, diverting her energy and focus. From one task to another, never fully committing to any pursuit, her lack of focus prevented her from making meaningful progress and left her with a trail of unfinished endeavors. Sin 7, no follow-through. Sarah started projects with enthusiasm, but lacked the persistence to see them through. She left a trail of broken promises and abandoned endeavors, sowing seeds of regret in her wake. The inability to follow through on her commitments eroded trust and damaged her relationships, leaving her isolated and disappointed. As time passed, the cumulative weight of these sins took its toll on Sarah's life. Her dreams withered, and a profound sense of emptiness enveloped her existence. As Sarah realized that her failure to address these sins had left her adrift in a sea of lost opportunities and unfulfilled potential. Sarah's story serves as a reminder of the seven sins of failure, and using them can ruin your goals. To avoid Sarah's fate, we must confront these sins head-on, cultivating self-awareness, discipline, and resilience. Only by doing so can you reclaim your dreams and build a life of purpose and fulfillment. Let's quickly review the seven sins of failure, and if you're using them, maybe you're not serious enough about your goals. Sin 1, not writing your goals. Not writing down your goals is like having a thought that gets easily forgotten. When you write your goals down, they become clear and stay in focus. It's like giving them a home where they can be seen and remembered. You can also check on them and change them if you need to. Without writing them down, your goals might get lost in the busyness of everyday life, and you will find it hard to keep on track of what you want to achieve. Sin 2, lack of clear motivation. Lack of clear motivation is like trying to travel without knowing where you're going. You need to understand the why behind your goals. It's what keeps you moving and helps you overcome the challenges that you will face. If you don't know why you're aiming for something, you may give up easily or lose interest. Think about why you want to reach a particular goal, how it would make your life and others' lives better, and what impact you want it to make. Knowing the reasons behind the goals will fuel your determination and make you more likely to succeed. Sin 3, setting unachievable goals. Setting goals that are too high and impossible to reach is like aiming for the stars with a slingshot. While it's good to aim high, if your goals are too far out of reach, you might feel disappointed or lose confidence when you can't achieve them. Instead, try to set goals that are a stretch but still possible with hard work. Think about what you can really do now and aim to grow from there. Break big goals into smaller steps so you can see your progress and keep moving forward. This way, you can build success and confidence instead of feeling like you failed. Sin 4, lack of clear plan. Having a goal without a clear plan is like wanting to go somewhere without a map. You might know where you want to end up, but without directions, it's easy to get lost or stuck. A good plan breaks your big goal into smaller, manageable steps. It helps you figure out what to do first, what comes next, and what you'll need along the way. Think of it like building with blocks. You need to know the order of blocks and where each one goes. By having a plan, you can follow a clear path towards your goals, overcoming obstacles, and make sure you're using your time and effort wisely. Without a plan, your goal stays just a wish, and it's much harder to make it come true. Sin 5, inaction. Not taking action on your goals is like having a car but never driving it. You can spend all the time you want planning the perfect road trip, but if you don't actually start the car and drive, you'll never get there. It's common to get stuck thinking too much or waiting for everything to be perfect. But the truth is, taking small, imperfect steps towards your goal is better than not moving at all. Break your goals down into little tasks and start doing them. Don't worry if everything isn't perfect, just keep moving forward. Even small actions can lead to big changes, and the more you do, the closer you get to making your dreams real. If you don't take action, your goals will always just stay dreams. Sin 6, losing sight of your goal. Losing sight of your goal is like trying to follow a path, but constantly getting distracted by things on the side of the road. In our busy world, it's easy to be pulled away by other tasks and interests and forget what we're aiming for in the first place. To stay on track, it's important to keep reminding yourself of your goal. Break it into small steps and make a plan to get there. Try to avoid minimize distractions and keep checking to make sure that what you're doing is moving you closer to your goal, not further. If you lose focus, you might end up spending a lot of time and effort, but never really getting to where you want to go. Stay focused on what really matters, and you'll be more likely to reach your goal. Sin 7, not following through. It means not finishing what we started. Even when we have good intentions and make some progress, we lack the follow-through. Our goals remain incomplete because we don't put it in constant effort and commitment. Following through requires us to keep going even when faced with challenges, so we can reach our desired outcomes. Without follow-through, our goals become missed chances and things we regret not achieving. Are you taking action toward your goals in your life, business, or family? If not, then you better rethink what you're doing. Are you just dreaming your life away, or are you doing something about it? Thank you for listening. I'm Chris Fantastic Powell. Make it happen.